forget the holidays. For a lot of basketball fans, this is the most wonderful time of the year. Maybe it's the NCAA basketball tournament's heat of competition, the oft-brutal quest for glory, you know, that thrill of victory, agony of defeat stuff. Or maybe it's the alliteration. Final Four is just so much fun to say. NPR's Mike Pesca has been plopped in front of his Panasonic all weekend, and he's with us now. Hey there, Mike.
Hey, Jackie, and let me say you're the point guard of hosts, penetrating in your questions and dishing the rock to the correspondents.
Do you like how I stuff Renee Montagne? I particularly like that.
In her face.
So we've got the Final Four locked in now, at last. Not a lot of whole surprises, though.
Well, there were a number of one seeds and excellent teams who survived. The two one seeds making the Final Four, and the one seeds are the teams that the NCAA committee regarded as the best, are the University of North Carolina, who this afternoon beat Oklahoma, and yesterday University of Connecticut also qualified. The third team in the Final Four is Villanova. They'll be playing North Carolina. And today, Michigan State University, in a surprising game, beat Louisville. Louisville was supposed to be the top seed of all the teams in college basketball, but Michigan State used their trademark defense to beat them.
Yeah, that kind of rocks. Now, you know, usually the NCAA, for a lot of us who don't follow all these teams, the surprise and fun thing is the teams that we don't hear about that make it, the Cinderella stories. But this year, no glass slipper awards.
And I do understand that, just like in the Olympics, we root for Eddie the Eagle or the Jamaican bobsled team. But I would argue that although Cinderella stories are great, and it's great that the NCAA basketball tournament is somewhat democratic, unlike college football, where it's really limited what teams even get a chance to be considered national champions. So the democracy is good, but I would argue that the Cinderella winning isn't necessarily the best thing the tournament has to offer. And it is true. This year, fewer Cinderellas won. But one of the reasons that happened is the committee who seeds these teams is getting smarter. So a decade ago, they wouldn't even consider a team like Siena, small school in upstate New York, or Gonzaga, a small school in Spokane, Washington. They wouldn't think that they had a chance at winning. But now they realize those teams are very good. They seeded those teams higher. When those teams do win, we don't regard them as a Cinderella, but they're still very small schools without the resources of a major school. So we should give props to them also.
Yep. I'm just going to keep the glass slippers and skip the story altogether.
Yeah, now, watch out for those shards.
Now, the first two of the Final Four were set last night in really good games, and the Final Four is next weekend in Detroit. Break it down for us, Mike.
Yeah, I just want to say that last night, the Villanova-Pittsburgh game was one of the 10 best college basketball games I'd ever seen. There were 15 lead changes. But I don't know if Villanova will be able to build on that to beat the University of North Carolina, because the University of North Carolina had only one mark against them coming into the tournament. Would their point guard, Ty Lawson, be healthy? And wow, is he healthy. They are playing fantastically. On the other side of the bracket, I think most people would say that University of Connecticut also clicking on all cylinders. And if UConn and UNC face each other in the finals, it could be a very good, very hard-fought game.
Where are you going to watch it?
I think the Panasonic will be good. We'll fire it up.
Hope it has a good remote button.
No, you don't have to change the channel, so it doesn't matter.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Mike, thanks a lot for tuning us in.
You're welcome.